This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. A new album by singer-songwriter Josh Rouse is out today. It's called Nashville, and here with a first listen is Chris Derides. He's a DJ at member station KCRW in Santa Monica.
Nashville is the fifth release from singer-songwriter Josh Rouse. Born in Nebraska in 1972, he canvassed most of the western United States early on. His father was in the military, so moving from place to place during his school years instilled in him a restless spirit that continues to fuel his growth as one of contemporary music's most engaging singer-songwriters. Here's a song from the new release called Streetlights.
Will you tell me how it feels to be a famous man at the wheel? You don't have a master plan. You will start today.
A year and a half ago, Josh released a remarkable album called 1972, which tapped the warmth and familiarity of the soft rock sounds that were popular the year he was born. On his latest, he expands on that classic sound, but there's more. Despite the upbeat sound of the album, it turns out our hero's healing from a broken marriage and about to leave Nashville, the city that he called home for most of his adult life. It's also the place where he recorded the first five albums of his career, including the latest one.
I pretty much started writing songs there and learned how to learn the kind of craft there, I guess. I still write kind of subconsciously, but, you know, there is work that has to be, you know, kind of done on it. And being around all these great people in Nashville, I kind of learned how to do it. That didn't really have anything to do with country music, you know. So I'd always thought about naming a record Nashville, and I couldn't decide on a title. So I named it that, and the band was with me, and I said, I think I'm going to call the record Nashville, and they all just kind of laughed and said, yeah, that would be really funny.
In Rouse's Nashville, he longs for a music city that embraces all of its own, not just the sequined stars of contemporary country radio, routinely trotted out by the major label marketing execs of Music Row. In Rouse's Nashville, the singer and his song are still king.
I romanticize being in that time and being part of that whole thing, you know. You've got people like Neil Young and Bob Dylan and all these people that we look back on that were, you know, 30 years ago and go, you know, the kids still now are listening to and getting into. But if that's happening today, it's definitely in the underground, you know. It's tough for us folkies these days.
I would swim across the ocean. I would lay down on a bed of nails.
But the work is paying off. The success of such artists as John Mayer, Jack Johnson, and Coldplay suggests the climate may just be right for a Josh Rouse to break through. After seven straight years of writing, recording, and touring with consistently great songs, he's come into his own. Rouse himself mentioned the likes of Bob Dylan, whose own flirtations with Nashville yielded a lasting impact on the possibilities of fusing country and rock. Dylan's 1969 classic, Nashville Skyline, also established its commercial possibilities. Will this new collection from Josh Rouse resonate with the ever-elusive larger audience? Time will tell. But for now, he's embarking on a lengthy tour and already writing the songs for the next record, inspired by his new home in the Spanish countryside. For Day to Day, I'm Chris Derides.